Hi, I'm Valerie Mendoza, talking to you today from Topeka. I just finished reading Stormy Weather by Paulette Giles and wanted to share some thoughts with my fellow HPPR radio readers. Our theme this go-round is radio waves, and Giles uses the radio throughout her book, set in Central Texas during the 1930s Great Depression. In this book, the radio offers information on far-flung, even exotic places, as a diversion from the dreariness and despair of everyday life. But it also provides a sense of stability. The radio is a grounding force in the characters' turbulent lives. For no matter how many times they move from shack to shack, following their gambling father from one job to the next, Janine, her two sisters, and their mother always have the radio. They listen to the news and music and dramatized serial shows. Because their lives are so tumultuous, the sisters and their mothers long for the stability of the Tolliver family farm. When they seemingly have lost everything, that's where they head, home. It's a 150-acre farmstead with a peach orchard and fields for cotton that have been overgrown with cedar saplings. It has sat empty for nearly a decade since her grandparents' deaths. I related to this part of the story, a longing for a sense of home, and even mythic quality of a place. A few years ago, my son and I moved back to northeast Kansas from the tree-covered hills of Appalachian, Ohio, and into my grandparents' home. My grandpa was a bricklayer, and he built a red brick ranch in the late 1950s and early 1960s, when he had time after work and in between jobs. Anything he couldn't do himself, like electricity, he bartered for, trading his labor for the work needed. My very first memory takes place in that house. I'm a toddler and sitting on my grandma's lap, and I made her laugh. The main character of the novel, Janine, has similar memories of her grandparents' home. When they finally arrive at the Tolliver farm, she and her sisters walk into the parlor and she remembers playing on the floor with a thread spool. I can still see myself opening Christmas presents in my own grandparents' living room, a room that was rarely used. The year I remember, my sister and I received Fisher-Price toys. I got the house and she got the garage. I think that memory stands out for two reasons. First, because we played with those little people toys for years and years. And second, because we almost never went into that room otherwise. Like Janine and her sisters who came home after a major event, so too did I. And like them, I longed for comfort and familiarity. One of the things the author does so well is describing the house and making you see and even taste the space. Quote, "They had traveled all those miles to arrive at the place of dust. Dust moved through the atmosphere and the house and hushed the evening to a powdery October darkness. It was hot during the day and hot all night long. All they had was the wood-burning cook stove, and when it was fired up, it drove them out to the front veranda. Their furniture seemed lost in the spaces of the two-story house." Janine's love for her grandparents' home in Central Texas spoke to me. Do you have a place that holds memories? A landscape that feeds your soul? A place you go to when you're in need of comfort and stability? Tell me about it on our Facebook page at HPPR Radio Readers. Thanks for letting me share. I'm radio reader Valerie Mendoza.